all human thought, or science, or religion. Is the holding of the camel to the light of the
universe? Are we something because we gaze at the stars? Associated or we gaze at them because we are purifying the vistas of the universe?
When the stars rise,
because we should not have the last world through the sky. Flee from the stars wrong, into the peace and safety of the
universe. But although they no longer lived, they would never really die.
When the universe is vast and inexplicable, and you are weak and insignificant, then you know you are playing Call of Cthulhu. This is an actual play of Call of Cthulhu 7th edition, featuring adult themes and horror. Listener discretion is advised. Find our published scenarios at starsareright.com or contact us for help unleashing your own twisted tales upon an unsuspecting world. And now, settle in, dear listener. Intrigue, high adventure, and cosmic horror await when the stars are right.
Hello and welcome back, listeners. Today we'll be playing episode 1 of The Exhibition of Dread, a scenario written by Jared Tallis and published by Stars Are Right. This scenario is available to buy and run for your own group. Just check our website or buy directly on DriveThruRPG. Link below. Now, who are you all playing and how are you today, Jason?
I'm first. Hello, I am playing Leo Birtwistle and my guy is Boston for some inspiration.
Noxicals.
I am playing Bernie McRae, and I think I've got this puns thing down to a fine art form.
Way.
Lydia.
Hi, everyone. I'm playing Simone Shelbourne, pottery student, and I hope we don't make too much of an exhibition of ourselves tonight.
Well.
Tyler.
Hi, I'm playing Maya Smith, and I just hope our art is better than ending up at the Wharf Arts Center.
And I am Fedra, your keeper for the day, and I present to you Exhibit A, Dread.
Bum, bum, bum.
Not sure what to make of that.
Stinger noise.
It's words. It's words.
Art. That's what we make of it. Art.
Exactly. It is too deep for you. And let's get right into it, why don't we? We begin. It's a cold night in November 2023. It's 11 p.m. and you are waiting at a 24/7 cafe near campus. You are here because you have all been pulled into a group art project. You have to collaborate on a multimedia performance art piece inspired by your experiences in the Boston College of Modern Art. You are highly motivated to succeed and wanted to go above and beyond to cause your examiners awe and inspiration. You're all aware that the college has a bit of a reputation of being haunted. And you also know there's a curfew. No one is allowed on campus after 10 p.m. So you've decided that you're going to look into that aspect of the college, its haunted past, and make your peace on your experiences on campus after curfew. All great art bends rules, right? In a stroke of genius, you have managed to find some help entering and exploring the campus at night, the Paranormal Society. In your research, you learn that this is a school club for paranormal sighting enthusiasts, and after a short conversation with a spokesperson, Kevin Delmaro, you found out that they can help you get in even before you fully joined. So here you are, of that little cafe where you've agreed to meet some members of that society and they can help you get access to the campus tonight. The cafe is mostly empty, besides one overworked and underpaid employee behind the counter who is doing their best to ignore you. So, while we're here, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you look like waiting at that cafe?
So Simone Shelbourne is 32 years old. She's been a student for quite a long time. She's fairly tall. She has long auburn hair and blue eyes. And she's currently wearing, because it's quite a cold night, she's currently wearing a thick sweater and a leather jacket over it. And a scarf that you can tell is probably designer. It's quite old, but she's looked after it. It's in good condition.
Maya is a little on the thinner side and has nearly perpetual bags under their eyes. They have an undercut, and they're wearing an oversized military surplus jacket that is way too big for them.
Okay. Leo is someone who's not been a student for that long at the campus because he's been doing time for 5 years, although he was let out after that on good behavior. In terms of what he looks like, he's tall and lanky. He's got quite full lips and sort of frizzy blonde hair that's tied up in a ponytail. And he likes fairly loose shirts, that kind of vintage look about him. And he keeps nipping out for a cigarette slightly too often that's appropriate.
Okay. And Bernie is a very big guy. He's in his early 30s, and he is wearing sort of navy blue, sort of, they almost look like uniform trousers, and a grey shirt that doesn't seem very informal at all, that's at least unbuttoned. He's got sort of sad brown eyes and the remnants of a broken nose. And he keeps his dark hair and his dark beard relatively well trimmed, but he's somebody who tends to look down at his shoes quite a lot, and he's looking down into his cup of coffee as everybody gathers in the cafe.
So after just a few minutes, the person who promoted the Paranormal Society to you, Kevin Del Maro, I'll drop you an NPC picture on Discord, walks in with a friendly smile on his face. He seems like a pretty confident young Asian American man with an easy smile and friendly demeanor. He's dressed smartly with all the latest smart casual fashion. He says, "Hey newbies, thanks for joining us. This is going to be a night to remember. I love the first time I entered campus after curfew."
We're not going to get in trouble for this, right?
I mean, no. We have never gotten in trouble before. Why should you know?
Have you been caught before?
Well, you know, I almost got caught before, but I used my acting to get away with it. And you can too.
Oh, yeah, acting, yeah, sure.
You can give me a credit rating or a hard no roll.
Oh, it's definitely going to be no for me. My credit rating is 9. I'm so poor.
So is mine, yeah.
I've got 24 credit.
I've passed a hard no roll. I got 13 out of 25.
I just got a regular pass on the no, so not quite there.
I got a hard pass on the no roll. I got 12, which is actually just an extreme.
Wow. Okay.
I failed, but Maya's quick to be like, acting or trust fund?
Well, pass the psychology role instead. So Bernie and Simone, you have heard of the Del Maro family, and you know they have various businesses, including a large food wholesaling chain that operates in various cities in the three states. So definitely rich boy.
Simone gives a slight nod of understanding. There's a certain weight that comes to with the Shelbourne name as well. But it's an older name. It's not a business name.
I think Bernie will look even more uncomfortably down at his coffee, sort of squirm a little internally.
And as you're there, awkwardly ignoring Kevin, who is smiling at you and just telling you about how great and exciting tonight's going to be, you're welcome to give me a hard spot hidden roll.
I'm not bad at that, given that I do jewelry making, so I need sharp little eyes.
Cool.
I failed that.
That is a miserable fail, though.
Got normal success.
Would you believe that's another extreme success? I just rolled a 2.
She's taking it to the extreme.
Simone's on fire.
Okay, so hey. Simone can go without all of us and just do everything herself. She's got this.
Alone against the art exhibition. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Is there an achievement for soloing a Call of Cthulhu scenario?
So as you're all there kind of looking around and ignoring Kevin, you, Simone, notice that from the window facing the street, a hooded figure walks towards the cafe.
Is it hooded like a modern hoodie or hooded like a cloak?
Like a cloak.
Ooh, old. I guess it's one of those goths from the goth society or something. Yes, there's a goth society in this college now.
We probably see weirder stuff on the arts campus all the time, right?
It's true.
At least he's not dressed as a banana or something.
Well, the banana is under the cloak.
What if it's a meaty banana?
The Hooded Meaty Banana Society.
Okay, enough with the first episode in jokes, everyone. People might be joining in just for this. Listen to our other scenarios to find out more about meaty bananas.
So, Kevin, are you not going to get a drink or anything?
As you say that, the hooded figure walks into their cafe. Kevin is just standing facing you with his face, like, towards the door. The hooded figure walks in, barely noticed by the employee, and starts walking towards you. It pulls out a knife. Kevin sees the horrified look on your faces. Wait, is there something behind me? He turns around. I don't see anything. In that moment, the hooded figure grabs the knife and stabs him right in the chest. Blood starts flying everywhere. Everyone roll sanity, please.
Holy shit.
Oh,
strong start.
Well, that's a good old start with a failure.
Pass.
Oh, that's a secure pass for me.
That is, I rolled a 7, which is actually another extreme.
Oh, stop
I've never
it.
Done this before.
Somebody swap her dice out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start posting pictures in the Discord because you won't believe me if I do this again.
If you failed, roll 1d4.
I've only got 50 sanity. That's a 3.
Lose 3 and then regain it as Kevin turns around to look at you, the horror in his face turning into a massive grin. A ketchup bottle in his hands. The stabber drops the hood to reveal a black woman in her 20s. She gives you a satisfied smile and also takes a bow. You hear clapping as another 3 people enter the cafe and take a seat with you.
Sorry, what's happening here?
They think they're clever.
The employee from the back says, "As usual, you're going to have to pay for that," they say. As if it's happened many times before. The young woman says, "Welcome to your first meeting of the Paranormal Society. My name is Octavia, the chair of the society. We're happy to have you and your incredulous faces with us tonight." She is a slim, quite professional looking black woman under her cloak anyway. She has a smile on her face, but she seems fairly serious, and her dark eyes are observing you curiously. Under the hood, she's wearing an orange scarf and a turtleneck.
That was really dumb.
So, do you tip the staff extra for making a mess?
Oh, they don't mind. They like the performance. Plus, it's always nice to scare people. You were scared, weren't you? I saw it on your faces.
Press square to doubt.
That was a performance?
Oh, come on. Don't be buzzkills. It was just a prank. You're fine. Everyone's fine. Kevin loves it. Kevin says, "You liked it. I practiced that face in the mirror." Oh, the look of horror. Gasp. Oh, I love scary things. But more than that, I love the applause.
And that never gets old.
Not to us. And not to you. You fell for it. Let's be honest. Octavia says, "Anyway, so, I hear you've been looking to trespass into the college campus at night for an art project. Tell me more about that."
Who asked for it? Are you wearing a wire? If you're asking, like, "Or do you want trespass? What are you doing?"
Oh, I am just having conversation. I'm curious about your motivations here, and I'm very happy to help you. I'm not wearing a wire. Don't be silly. We've broken into campus several times. We wouldn't just admit that, and I'm sure the employee, is it, who is it? Joe? I don't know. He doesn't care. So, tell me about your art project. So, I think we can go around the table and tell everyone a little bit about your motivation for this art project, if you like, and what drives you.
Okay, So I think Bernie will sort of mutter to himself a little bit, you know, along the lines of, I'm not sure this is such a great idea, or maybe we should find our own way onto campus, grumble, grumble, grumble. But when pressed, he will reveal that he is working in making jewellery as his art form. It's something that he came to sort of later in life. And he pulls out a little pendant thing that he's wearing around his neck. It's a sort of intricate, sort of strange, gothic little silver octopus thing that he made out of silver. It seems strange that he'd be able to make something so intricate because he's got these big sort of meaty paws for hands. And he says, you know, the world's already really ugly, so I try to make pretty ugly things. I never made much of a success of anything else, so I'd like to make a success of this.
Leo raises his eyebrows for probably the fifth time in a whole minute. At this very cringy group of paranormal people, but he says, well, I mean, if you really have to know, I'm into avant-garde music composition, and I'm not really into haunted houses as such, but they have hella nice acoustics, so yeah, I'm gonna totally utilize that and add some of my own equipment in there and make some awesome sounds and atmospheric spectrums.
Well, I guess you're hoping that security won't hear you then.
I've been in prison. I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, as long as, you know, you wait until we're out of there.
Presumably you dumb assholes are going to let off an air horn or something once we get inside.
We are professionals, says Kevin.
Yeah, that was real professional. That thing with the ketchup.
Please, every society has initiations. Have you ever been in any club? Oh, please, be a little bit more lighthearted. You sound like you're haunted already.
I wouldn't want to be a member of any club that would accept me.
They raise an eyebrow.
No? Wow. It's American classics, guys.
So, what's your art then?
I'm trying to do whatever it takes to make it so people like you have to take life a little bit more seriously. And it was Groucho Marx.
Okay, so you're some sort of, like, literature nerd or something?
Painting, mostly.
Oh. Most of the painters I know are much more lighthearted. But fair enough.
Sounds like you know boring painters.
Yep, that's what I call you, fun. What about you? This look at Simone.
Well, my grandfather, Patrick Shelbourne, he was an artist. He was pretty successful, actually, and he was a big donor to this college. I just, you know, I want to just live up to that. Getting a lot of pressure from the family. I just really want to do something that's going to blow everybody away, you know?
Like explosives?
Well, I mean, I'm a potter. I do pottery. I do ceramics. But, hey, exploding pottery, I guess, is not something they'd be expecting. No, come on. I'm not going to do exploding pottery. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I thought so too. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Feel like I'm closer to you already, says Octavia. I'm happy to help you, even though, you know, you seem to be judging our ways. I'm not going to judge you, you know. You have your own reasons for trying to break in, and you have your own art to make. We're all just trying to excel at what we do after all. I'm a music student as well, says looking at you, Leo.
Oh yeah? What's your specialty?
Oh, well, I play a few different instruments, but,
Okay.
Yep.
Right, so you just, like, perform stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, my true passion is ghost hunting. I love the music. I feel like there's something ethereal, as you said, about sound and, while breaking into campus at night is a fun initiating activity, what I really like is going to the major haunted sites in Boston, you know? You know, you heard about the Cutler Majestic Theatre Occurrence.
No.
The what now?
I'm going to guess no.
I mean, I guess maybe if you have an interest in, like, ghost stuff, but I imagine you don't.
Well, I already said I don't really.
I quite like weird stuff, but I don't know about that one.
Well, several attendees have seen ghosts during performances there. And, you know, we've broken in at nighttime and there was definitely a vibe. Kevin at this point seems, like, not super interested. But yeah, you know, that's a bit too mainstream for us as well. We prefer looking off the beaten trail for, you know, ghosts.
Oh, you were hunting ghosts before it was cool?
Are they ghost hipsters?
Well, you know, it gets a bit, like, touristy, doesn't it? And after a point, it's like, is it real or are you just putting on some sort of, you know, tourist trap? Kevin has completely lost interest the more you've been talking about ghosts. While they talk about ghost huntings, you can roll another no to see if you know of any ghost rumors.
Ooh, a hard no or just a no-no?
A no-no. Roll a no-no.
Oh, I got one over my pass rate.
Oh no, you want to spend luck on this?
Spend the luck. Spend the luck.
It's important to impress them with ghost rumors.
I have a hard success.
Okay.
I also have a hard success. Not an extreme, just a hard.
Okay. So those of you who have successes have heard of a rumor. Maya, you've heard a rumor of an old man ghost on campus. Some of your friends have said that they've heard of it. And you, Simone, you've heard, like, through the grapevine, maybe you read someone's essay while you were, like, helping them proofread or whatever, a young girl was seen with a jumping rope.
A quick setting question. Where is the university? Like, where is our campus? Like, is it in downtown Boston or is it in, like, the burbs?
My feeling is that it would be fairly downtown.
I mean, there's all, like, this, there's all the rumors about the Freedom Trail, but, I mean, I've heard about the old man who said to wander the halls. I got a couple of YouTube videos that got grainy footage of him, but I don't know how much that's worth.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. They're pretty good. But, you know, yeah, you see all that stuff when you go in at night. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So I guess the time approaches. Finish your drinks. We're going in.
Okay.
It's now or never. It's a limited time offer, and again, we're doing you a favor.
We're just going into a building, guys. What's the problem?
I just don't want to get in trouble, you know.
Yeah, I hear that.
But it's fine. Yeah.
Trouble from what? Going into a funky building?
No, you know, breaking the curfew and all that.
Look, it's fine. First of all, we have a pretty good feeling of where the security guards will be, and we can avoid them, and even if they catch us, you know, we can pretend we're homeless and have nowhere to stay for the night, go in. You know, it's gonna be fine. They tend to be pretty chill. They're not aggressive people. You'll be fine. Let's just go, you know, live a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the lady said, let's live a little. I'll stand up and I'll lean in to Leo and be like, we'll just trip one or two of them.
All right, I'll trip the other two.
Yeah, we'll get that. Bernie and we'll be safe. It'll be fine.
Okay, so you and the rest of the Paranormal Society members make your way to the campus grounds. So I'd like a spot hidden and then stealth with a bonus die.
Ooh. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I failed the spot hidden miserably.
So did I.
Me too.
And I failed the stealth as well.
Doing great, everyone.
Oh, I'm going to spend 3 points of luck to make the stealth roll.
I've passed the stealth but failed the spot hidden.
I passed the spot hidden. but both my bonus die and the original die both read 80. So I failed the stealth real bad.
Maya, no.
Okay, so we have one spot hidden pass and two stealth passes?
Think so, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll allow it. It's okay.
Thank you so much.
How gracious. That's acceptable.
This is not supposed to be the difficult part of the scenario.
You won't get arrested. What? Scenario over.
This is super difficult already, my god.
Yeah, we missed the entire occult. We just get caught by campus security calling the cops.
Wasted end. All my extreme rolls on the adventure hook.
Yeah, but isn't that always the way?
Mm-hmm. It's fumbles from here on in.
You really impressed those ghost hipsters.
Okay. Maya, you spot the security people and you point them at everyone, and then you successfully move away from where they are, you know, fairly stealthily, I'd say about 50%, and you make it to the back entrance.
We each have one noisy leg.
Yeah, but you know what, on average, it's just the wind. They're like, huh? Must have been the wind. And then they move on. And then Octavia says, we're here. Okay, well, you four, you enter first, check it out, and then we'll follow you after.
Is there any particular part of the building that you, you know, think is good for inspiration and stuff?
Isn't that part of the fun, Bernie, to try and find the best place for each other?
I don't know, I just want to get in and out, you know?
I mean, you've been here before, don't you study here?
Well, yeah, but not at night.
The ghosts are all over the place. You don't need to pick a room. Just, you know, be open to the experiences. Just let them flow through you. You'll be fine. Just go. She opens the door and she points in.
Okay.
It'll be good, Bernie. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure you're covered.
We'll all watch each other's backs, right?
If anyone gets the heebie-jeebies or whatever people used to say, I've got a few things. Don't worry.
Out of curiosity, how many members of the Paranormal Society came with them? Because we know they had Kevin and Octavia, and you said there were some others, but how many are there?
Yeah, five.
There's five
including,
total?
Total.
Cool. Yep, cool.
Wearing reflective jackets and confetti cannons.
And really squeaky shoes.
Fancy clothes that they can pretend to be homeless with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you enter the campus building, and the door closes behind you.
Well, so far, so good, I guess.
Yeah, about time they're out of our hair.
Roll me listen.
I was gonna say, can I take a quick look to see if there's, like, any obvious wires for security or anything?
Yeah, and you can also roll me a listen.
Yeah, I botched that.
Okay.
I'm not as good at that as I'm at spot hidden. Failed that as well.
Oh!
Did anyone pass their listen rolls?
Yes, I got a 3.
Nice. Anyone else?
Nope.
Okay, so you, Leo, pretty sure you heard giggles and footsteps leave.
As in, like, leave the entire premise or leave our general vicinity of whatever hallway we're in sort of thing?
From outside the door. Just run away from outside the door. They're just closed behind you.
Thank God for that.
They've locked us in and bogged off, haven't they?
It's not so bad. I can get us out if needs be.
Don't doors have to open from the inside for, like, fire reasons?
You'd hope so.
Yeah, but this place is supposedly haunted, so presumably there isn't any of that stuff involved. Because it's old.
There have been some renovations.
I was going to say, you're saying they grandfathered since the Triangle Waste Fire?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Again, you'd hope so.
I'm just pleased they've finally fucked off, really.
I was going to say, is there a glass pane on the door? Can I go back and check whether they've just all run off giggling like twats?
You can't. There's no easy window that can see right outside the door. You're entering from the back.
Do you reckon they're going to tell security or just think they're really clever?
This is so totally a setup for a prank, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're so into their paranormal shit and they're stabbing ketchup bottles. It's yeah, they think we've been locked into a haunted house and we're gonna get scared. No, they can be all, you know, happy about that and all sorts of other expletives. But like I said, I'm just happy they've gone. I can finally get on with my work and get some nice recordings done and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't even order anything at the cafe. Let's just get our work done, and I mean, worst comes to worst, I mean, I guess we just all take the cut. We all take the fall and let Bernie get out of here.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Well, it's first offense for us. What are they gonna do?
Well, I mean, I haven't gotten any trouble yet either. I just, you know, just want to make a good go of this.
Yeah.
Bernie tries the door. Is the door locked?
The door doesn't open. It seems to be either locked or wedged from the outside.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a look around.
Yeah. You mentioned fire regulations. Maybe we should make sure we know where there is an exit that actually does open, you know, just in case.
Which of us have had classes in this building?
All of you.
So, I mean, presumably we'd know where another exit is. I mean, let's head to the side door. See if we can cut the difference so we're not cut walking right out the front onto the quad or anything.
That's a good idea.
Hmm.
Okay.
If you want to take precautions, go ahead. I'm going to set up my equipment.
Oh, we're splitting the party already?
Of course we are.
Yeah, Leo is keen. Like, look, Leo's been locked up for 5 years. Like, he doesn't care about being locked up for a night, you know?
So you're doing your soundscape like directly outside the door, next to the door, or are you going further in somewhere more?
No. He's going to go further in, check out some of the rooms and get an idea for like space. If there's a piano in particular, he will definitely stay in that room, but you know, there might be, there might not be.
Okay.
Quick logistical question. If we're working together on an art project, do we all have each other's mobile numbers?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, we must have like a group WhatsApp or whatever.
Yeah, probably have a group WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Watch the entire building's like a Faraday cage.
Yeah.
So, am I right in thinking that three of you are looking for an exit and Leo is just going for a walk around by himself?
It's not a walk, it's a... I don't know, casing the acoustic joint. I don't know.
Is Leo responding to the voice coming from the ether? It's not a walk, disembodied voice.
Yeah.
I think we're more confirming an exit is available than we're okay. Like, yeah. All right, let's go. We're more like, all right, how, like, are they just calling security instantly? We're just making sure that, like, oh, we can just get out the side door? Let's get this done then.
Yeah, totally, because these awful paranormal students clearly are going to be messing with us, so we don't want all our hard work to be ruined by them, so we want to be able to pack up our things and get out without them seeing us as well.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do you split up with Leo, or do you follow Leo while also keeping an eye for the exit?
We could follow Leo.
Oh, thank you.
We could.
Yeah, we can stick together.
I think it depends on the route Leo is taking, right? I think...
Yeah.
I think Maya and Bernie and, by the sounds of things, Simone are heading for whatever they think is the closest exit from the back. I mean, presumably that has to be further in, so we're going to be walking in the same direction as Leo for at least a while.
Yeah, totally.
Like, just for some background as well, Leo was put away for burglary. Like, he knows how to, you know, get past locked doors and stuff. He is so unfazed by this, it's unreal.
So he will just. Do we know this?
Probably not. But that's why Leo is so unfazed. So he, like, he checks out each room. He might sort of bang around a bit on some furniture to get some kind of sounds going and see what the acoustics are like. And he also takes out a rather stylized looking bong and starts looking for some cannabis. So once he is settled in the right room, he can get a nice hit of inspiration in that way as well.
You know that there are probably security in the building as well, that might hear you if you play music and come and escort you out before to get anything.
And they'll probably smell it as well.
Oh shit, I didn't think of that.
You might get in more trouble if you smell like weed.
It's that ghost stoner again.
You gotta get a vape pen, bud.
And if you don't know that, I'm sure everyone else who's gonna go down with you knows that.
Yeah.
Is weed legal in Massachusetts in real life?
It's illegal federally anyways, so it's like, it's weird.
I mean, if you're already breaking a rule by breaking the curfew.
But we'd be breaking it worse.
Yeah, you're in their building, that's technically their property, then I think. Yeah, you're just making it worse.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem. For what it's worth, Google says Massachusetts allows purchase and use of recreational cannabis / marijuana by people over the age of 21.
Yay!
Yeah, it's just that thing of, like, if they want to call the feds, and, like, ugh.
They're going to call the ghost hipsters before the feds.
What if the ghost hipsters called the feds?
Oh, no. But in all seriousness and in character, shit, I didn't think that there'd still be security guards inside this building. I thought we'd be, you know, fair and square. We need to get rid of them.
Get rid of them? And Maya does like a...
not like that. Not like friggin' Dr. Evil get rid of them. I just mean we need to send them packing.
Oh, we can't do that. They'll catch us. We just need to stay out of their way and they'll stay out of ours, surely.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. What if we call campus security and report them?
What, report the Paranormal Society?
Yeah, that might get security out of this building.
Leo smiles at that. Yeah, cunning, nice.
You don't think the little rich boy would just immediately turn and tattle on us, right? I mean... He seemed like the kind who'd do anything to cover his ass.
True.
I mean, but, like, isn't that just, like, it gets them out of here. And when they're shaking him down, even though he is a little rich boy, like, he's not going to get in real trouble. And if he's like, oh, but the other kids are in there, like, I don't know.
I like it, but I think they might double back afterwards and come and check the place out. I think if we're going to do that, we're going to have to be fast. Getting our work done in here. But hey, race against the clock might force inspiration, you know?
I mean, I just need, like, the colors and the, see if there's any ghost stuff. Like, Leo, you got the sound stuff. I don't know how long that takes.
It takes as long as it takes. It's like, oh, shit, I thought we were going to be here all night. I was going to, like, chew the fat for a bit and start the creative juices and get some sounds and... It's really time consuming.
I know you have the whole setup, but do you have any papers or anything?
Papers? What for?
Like, to roll a joint? Lean out the window.
Oh, those kinds of papers.
Yeah, it's not as good, but you know.
No, you're right, but alright. Yeah, I do have a couple of spare spliffs, actually. Yeah, let's see. I mean, do you want one?
I mean, any port in the storm.
I like you.
Maya blushes. I don't know if it's light enough for people to tell.
Aww.
Bless.
Yeah, and Leo hands over one of his spliffs.
Where to?
I mean, I figured we were kind of walking along towards the nearest exit / checking where Leo's after a piano or something. Is there like a keyboard that he could route?
I mean, he's got some MIDI equipment, so he could go down that route, but he's also keen to get a proper piano, if possible. So he'll be looking for, like, a big room, maybe like a function room or something like that, or a lecture theatre.
There is indeed a lecture theatre.
Okay.
I'm looking for something with different layers of shadows. I was thinking about doing something about the shape things make in the dark, the different qualities of darkness. I was thinking of working with glaze, different kind of shades of black in the glaze. What do you reckon?
So Bernie, for the first time, actually looks kind of excited and says, oh,
Yeah, I like that. I was looking to kind of take in the shapes of the place as well. And you know, if I saw anything, to try and get that down in my book, you know, I don't have any glazes to work with or anything. It's mostly silver I work in, but you know, I like that. That's a good idea, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, hey, what about a jewelry stand? And then the glazes is a really good contrast with the silver, and they can kind of work together. How's that?
Yeah. I mean, I could try and, you know, work something in even. It doesn't have to be a practical piece, right? It can just be something, you know, artistic.
Yeah. Yeah, like a concept, like a conceptual piece. You don't actually have to put your jewelry on it. I love this. You want to, yeah, let's do this. Let's work together on this.
As you two are discussing on this, Leo, you hear some music coming from outside what you know is the art gallery of the building.
Okay.
You hear some jazz, you think? It's okay. Kind of weird.
Does it sound like it's being played from a recording, or is it actually live?
You reckon it's a recording. Not great quality either.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like our paranormal hipsters are playing some music to spook us, but it sounds like a tape or something.
Or someone else has the same idea.
You don't hear it. Only Leo hears it.
What are they doing? What?
There's some jazz music. Can't you hear it? But it's on tape or something.
No, I don't hear anything.
You can actually almost hear the gramophone. It's you know, that has a slightly scratchy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, yeah. There's a gramophone somewhere. All right, I need to go and find that and de-needle it.
How loud can you hear this? Because I can't hear a damn thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm a musician. I have good hearing.
Well, that makes sense.
Do you start walking towards it?
I mean, if it's really far away, maybe not. But if the fact that Leo can hear it, it's going to annoy him at some point. Like, he's going to think, oh, it's going to be picked up by recording and stuff. So, yeah, he'll eventually start wandering towards it.
Is everyone else following?
I will.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think Bernie would like to stay in a group.
Poor Bernie.
He's feeling paranoid enough without the weed.
Bless him. Yeah, Simone would follow, kind of looking as they walk. To either side for anything that kind of sparks the idea of this kind of shadowy jewelry stand.
You feel like maybe the art gallery might be useful for that. That's where kind of they're exhibiting everyone's work at the moment. And there's definitely a lot of shadows in there.
Sounds good.
Leo, as you approach, you see an old man sitting next to a table. And on the table is the gramophone that's playing the jazz. He's moving his head and leg to the beat.
There's a little bit of solidarity almost with Leo, in that even though it's going to cause problems for his own recordings and stuff, like, you know, it's somebody else who appreciates music and things, so he's going to approach and candidly say, you're all right?
Oh, don't you just love music? It just makes my soul sing. Are you a musician?
Yeah, but,
My son, you know. My son plays the saxophone.
Oh, okay.
He'll visit soon. Now that you're looking at this man a bit more closely, you notice that there's something quite strange about him. It's not that, you know, he looks weird. It's almost like a feeling, like, there's not a lot of, like, gravity to him. Like there's something slightly unnerving, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And of course everyone else. Leo has walked up outside the art gallery, stared at a wall, and started talking to it.
Yeah, fairly normal for Leo.
How strong was the stuff he's smoking?
Very clearly.
Oh yes, he'll visit soon. I know he will.
I've not seen you before here. I'm a student, but...
Oh, I've been here for many years. Do you play music? Play something for me.
I can set something up for you. It'll take a few minutes, but yeah.
You know, my son plays the saxophone.
Yeah, you said. I'm into kind of weirder stuff than that. More avant-garde.
What's that?
Let me show you. And he'll set up like a simple like MIDI pad, and he'll start turning some knobs, and there's like some slow synth pads that start playing, and he'll build up some layers.
Whilst Leo is setting his equipment up, Bernie will say, Leo, is this part of the show, or who are you talking to?
I think he's getting into character.
Leo looks at the two of you, and he just gestures with his other hand at this old guy sitting at the table with the gramophone.
Can we see anything? A table? A gramophone?
Nothing.
Not even a table?
No. Sort of a table.
Oh, it's a ghost table.
Am I in like a sitting position without a chair? Have I got really good flexibility?
There wasn't another chair.
Okay.
There was one chair.
Okay.
You know, my son, he also didn't have it easy. You know, he also had to fight his way through this cruel world. The people who deserve to get the most don't always get it, do they, son? You had to do some things to make it where you are now, but rest assured, you've always deserved it. I can tell.
Okay, at that, Leo kind of arches up in the chair a bit and says, What are you saying? You've never seen or met me before. How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. He just seemed like a lot like my son.
Who are you?
You know what? That is a really good question.
I mean, you're right. I've been through the shit, and I've not been able to get where I wanted to get because of money and privilege, and other bastards have.
But you're still alive.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But only just.
Don't say that.
Well, no, it's true. I've barely got any money, and there's a lot riding on this project. If I fuck up with this, then...
You're alive, son. Some of us can't say that.
No, I am lucky with that, yeah.
You know my son plays the saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He'll visit any day now. But you should see the art gallery. That's some really interesting things in that door at the back.
Yeah, I might take a look, but visual art isn't really my thing. I don't really get it so much.
It's not all visual. At this point, you've been watching Leo talk to himself quite a while, and like quite emotionally as well.
I mean, I think behind him, like, Bernie, Simone, and Maya are probably all whispering among themselves, right? Like, what's going on? Do we intervene?
Yeah.
Like, has he dropped something? Like, do we know if he's into acid, or what's happening?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him like this before.
I mean, he pulled out a pretty massive bong as soon as we came into the building. I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions, but, you know, if the shoe fits.
Yeah, maybe that's what he needs to get him going, but yeah, talking to himself.
If I stare at the wall where Leo is talking, really look at it, like look at the shadows and stuff, can I see anything? Because that's what I'm here to do, right? Look at shadows.
I'll need an extreme power roll.
Oh, well, I'll give that a go. It's about time I passed any dice roll at all. No, that's a 73. It's not even a very interesting wall.
I guess everything's interesting when you're high.
Hey.
That's true.
Hey, Leo. Leo.
What? What? Why are the three of you still standing there?
Do you got, like, synesthesia or something?
I mean, yeah, I do, but so what?
You're talking to the wall, man.
What? No, no, look, there's, stop being so fucking rude. There's a guy there, and I'm busy talking to him. He's got this gramophone, he's talking about his son. What's the matter with you?
The guy turns to you, Leo, and he says, son, they can't see me. I'm dead. I think Leo can roll his sanity finally.
What? Yes. Oh, I just failed, so I think it would take maybe a couple of seconds for the penny to drop, and then he's like, what? Kind of thing.
Oh, definitely lose a sanity.
As in, like, literally dead? What?
Heart attack, I think. Or maybe a stroke. I'm not sure.
But... And he suddenly, like, checks his spliff. And he tries to remember how many puffs he's taken. What the fuck? You can't be dead. I'm literally talking to you right now. You're right here. And Leo tries to, like, touch him. Like, maybe his arm or something.
And as you do that, the man in the wheelchair and the table and the gramophone and the sound all disappear.
Huh.
You okay, Leo?
Yeah. There was no one there, Leo.
Yeah, I'm fine, except for the fact you're all just standing there staring at me like I'm some fucking weirdo.
Well, it is pretty weird, to be fair.
Might want to lay off the stuff, you know? Maybe just for tonight.
What are you, Ronald Reagan? It's just cannabis. It's not like ecstasy or something really hard.
Well, how much do you trust your dealer, you know?
I mean, a dealer is not going to give you hallucinogens for free.
Exactly. I pay good money for this stuff. Anyway, Maya's been smoking some of it and you know, you're not going on at her about... talking to herself or staring at the wall.
She didn't speak to an invisible old man.
Yeah, Maya wasn't talking to the wall, Leo.
Yeah, well, maybe I was just, like, getting inspiration and shit.
This is normal.
Can we quote that? Maybe I was just getting inspiration and shit, Leo.
Like, that's what we're here to do.
Well, I mean, like, maybe it was infrasound, right? Like, because the paranormal kids say there's all the ghosts there. And there's that theory that ghosts are just caused by infrasound, and Leo's better at hearing, so maybe he's just picked up on the infrasound.
What? Ghosts have made a sound?
If you want to call it that, whatever.
No, there's an infrasound. It's like sounds too low in vibration for people to hear. People think that's what ghosts are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a few conspiracy theories and stuff about that, but yeah, it could well be. I do have good hearing.
And you were talking to a wall.
I was not talking to a fucking wall.
Hey, Simone.
Yeah?
Look at Leo's face when he gets agitated talking about the ghost. There's some really good lines there.
Yeah.
I'm going to start sketching Leo's face when he looks anguished.
Leo starts, like, feeling his cheeks, like, what are you talking about? I'm 34. I'm not getting wrinkly or anything, am I?
Not those kind of lines, just the lines of your...
cheekbones.
Yeah, lines of your face.
Oh.
People pay good money for contour like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do have pretty high cheekbones as well. Although that doesn't get you into music college either.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I just want to, like, you know, get started and stuff, but...
Maybe you could do with a sit down and a snack first.
I've just been sitting down for 10 minutes talking to a really nice guy.
So you're just sitting down on an invisible chair.
Yeah, totally in the sitting yoga position thing and...
Quads of steel.
You didn't even see the chair. I didn't mention there was a chair. just
Quads of steel.
Fake sitting.
I mean, I thought you were all going to be in the art gallery for a bit, but you're just standing there staring at me. It's really weird and unnerving. Like,
well,
would it make you feel better if we all went to the art gallery?
I mean, sure. Although, I mean, what's-his-face did say to check it out.
What's-his-face?
Well, he didn't tell me his name. He just seemed like a nice guy, and...
If you really did see a ghost, do we want to follow his advice? I mean, that sounds like maybe a bad idea.
He's not a ghost. He's
infrasound?
I don't know, Bernie, but he just seems so relatable, unlike the rest of you.
I mean, I'm down. I didn't mean to make you feel shitty like that, man. There's more things on Earth than dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio, right? And
yeah,
Maya will turn and start to head towards the art gallery.
Okay, cool. Someone gets
it. Let's all stay together, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think I want to be on my own right now.
All right, well, come along.
As you open the door of the art gallery, you notice a security guard sleeping in one corner of the room. He hasn't heard or noticed you yet somehow.
Is this room especially well soundproofed, Leo?
Sometimes they play multimedia exhibitions that can get quite loud.
I was going to say, is there any kind of conditioning of the room, like those sorts of spiky, spongy things you get or stuck to the walls?
If there are, they have covered them with very tasteful stuff because it's a pretty room.
I'm sure it's tasteful, but I'm just trying to figure out if it would be soundproofed in any way.
Yeah. It's easy to see a door, a closed door, in one of the back corners of the room, and it feels relevant to what you were told, Leo, about the back of the art gallery.
Maybe this is my way of getting inspiration. And he marches off towards the back of the gallery.
Whoa. Slow down. Just first thing, everybody can see the guard, right? He's definitely there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's out. You think he's drunk?
Let's hope so.
People who work as security guards are normally very professional.
I...
What?
Nothing.
I mean... Do you think they are more or less professional than cops?
Well, you know.
That's quite deep.
If you can get a job as a cop, you're probably not going to work as a security guard.
ACAB.
That seems like a different answer to the question I asked.
Well, either way, we don't want to wake him up.
Is there another way to get to that room without, like, tippy-toeing past a sleeping guard? Like this is some sort of... spy movie or something?
And I will allow you to do that with a stealth roll.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, balls.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Extreme success for Maya.
Oh, nice. Come on, I've got to pass a roll.
I've got extreme as well.
Yes. Unfortunately, Simone has 91, which is a miserable, miserable fail.
Is that a fumbly fail?
It is not a fumbly fail, but it's not far off it. I have 45 in stealth.
With these stealth successes, you successfully tiptoe past the security guard while admiring the art on the walls, and slowly open that closed door. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much, everyone. Jason Noxicals, Lydia Tyler, and of course, our amazing editing team. You've all been the best. And a big, massive thank you to our listeners. You're all exceptional. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to check out the scenario book on our website and DriveThruRPG. Maybe send in some love with a review. Your listens, comments, and ratings are incredibly helpful. If you want to wait some orders further, please consider joining us over on patreon.com/starsaride, where you get access to episodes a week early. And don't forget, you can get 10% off on chaosium.com using code STARS10. One use per customer only. We'll be back shortly to record Beyond the Madness for our Cold Elder and Avatar tier patrons. They get access to behind-the-scenes discussion after every episode, as well as bonus episodes, exclusive Discord channels, and more. Speaking of Discord, you can find an invite link to our Discord community, as well as all of our social media links on our website at starsaride.com, and in the description of this episode. Come join us. Now, farewell, dear listeners, until the stars are right again.
But wait, what's that? Our cult has inducted a new member. Welcome, Jesse Bruning, and thank you for your support on Patreon. May the omens be ever in your favor. Your support means the world to us. Let's spread those good vibes by reading out one of our latest reviews. If you'd like your own review read out on the show, go to starsaride.com/reviews, where you can find links to all the platforms you can rate us on. Anonymous said, "Fantastic, extremely underrated. Maybe skews a bit more towards humor or fun, but blends it with some horror and disquiet." Thanks, Anonymous.